Hello, it's Chattahoochee Valley. All my friends down in South Georgia, down by Eufaula, Alabama. All in South Alabama, Georgia, Florida line. This is Teddy Reese with Sunday Conversation, and I hope you're ready for an exciting conversation today. We have some important news coming to you from the community about events for mothers with Mob United. I can't wait to talk about that. Some mothers, and they are part of the mob, so that got to be exciting. And then we're going to have a conversation also with the recent young lady that was accepted into Yale. So she's very excited about that. And we're going to wrap up the conversation today talking with two of my good friends, Tasha and Gerald Riley from Overflow Ministries and Overflow Barbershop. And you got to love the Riley. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the conversation right now. I have someone here who's representing the entity Mob United. She don't look too dangerous, but she said that she's fully equipped. So I'm here to talk to her. No, just kidding. She's a great friend of ours, me and my wife. And we appreciate everything. Randallette Williams, we appreciate all that you do in
Thank
the community.
You, so much.
You work so hard, and you know, you're moving a shaker. You know, you're a small package, but you pack a big punch.
Pack a mighty big punch.
And we appreciate that. So, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. We're certainly glad to have you on the air today. And so, you're here to talk about Mobs United.
Yes.
Tell me about Mobs United.
Well, Mob United, first of all, stands for Moms of Black Boys, Mothers of Black Boys United. So, although the acronym is one that sounds like we're a dangerous group, we are, but just not in the capacity that some may think.
Absolutely.
Moms United, or Mob United, is a movement, and it's concerned mothers who've joined together to kind of uplift, protect our black boys and our black men. So we are an advocacy group. We're also a social change group. So anytime we have stories of black men and young boys who've been murdered, let's just say what it is. Innocent men and young boys whose lives have been taken. Mob United is a united front of women who have decided that enough's enough and we have to mobilize. This is a nationwide organization, so we have chapters all over the United States. I happen to be the chapter leader for Columbus, Georgia. We do have a newly formed chapter of women who have joined efforts. And our first event that we're going to bring to the community is the Law in Your Community event.
Okay.
In light of those incidences that have taken place, and I'm sure we've had other incidences right here in Columbus where we may not have lost the life, but just the interaction between our youth and our law enforcement is not where it necessarily needs to be.
For the record, we have had a loss of life due to law enforcement shootings. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that they were wrong or right in any perspective, but it's the fact that the actual exchange happened.
Okay.
So we have had those. So you're on point with that.
All right. So what we are wanting to do then is empower not only the moms of black boys, but of course we don't exclude anyone. So fathers, uncles, aunties, grandparents, you know, we want
women
everyone.
That are not mothers.
Women that are not mothers. You know, you can be a big sister, you can be the auntie, you can be the grandmother. We don't want the name to throw anyone off and make you feel like it's only for moms. We want everyone to join us with this event because we all need to find a happy medium where we can all coexist.
Right.
And open up the dialogue and have those courageous conversations with one another so that we can understand each other better. And let's get rid of this whole facade of black men and black boys being a threat.
And you know, and I so appreciate you spearheading this conversation in our community because, you know, it is quite disturbing that the fact that when we try to have conversations about law enforcement in the community, this conversation is so polarized that certain people instantly just run to their corners and retreat.
Right.
You know, and refuse to continue to have the conversation. So, you know, that's been a challenge for a while. And so I'm glad that you're tackling that from that perspective. And even, you know, today as you stand here in the studio, you have on a shirt that says, "When they go low, we go high." And everybody know that First Lady, former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Stated that quote. Now, it's in pink and green. Now, I get the AKA touch on that. Of course.
Of course.
I get that. You know, but it applies to this situation, too, because even when we try to have conversations about controversial things, there are folks that are going to try to deviate from that and throw us off course.
Or downplay it.
They're going to go low.
Or downplay it.
Or downplay
and completely ignore it.
Yeah.
You know.
Or you're attacking law enforcement. And
right.
I mean, you can have relatives in your family that are law enforcement, brothers or cousins or, you know, mm-hmm. uncles or even a father or, you know, or your child or son. Mm-hmm. And but you can't have a platform to have a reasonable conversation.
Exactly. This is not about attacking law enforcement. This is not
right.
about being on one side or the other of back in the blue. That's not what this is about. This mm-hmm. is about our young men and older gentlemen having an opportunity to live their lives without the threat of every exchange or encounter that they come across with a law enforcement officer ending the wrong way.
Right.
That's all this is about. So we're not, you know, here to instigate anything or, you know, as folks say, don't start none, won't be none. Mm-hmm. That's not what this is about. Noble, which is actually the organization that's going to host the event for us and come down and facilitate the workshop, is mm-hmm. going to be a part of this, and they are partnered with Mob United. So this isn't, you know, Randallette just coming up with something else new to do. But Noble is a big piece of this, and we're actually going to have Special Agent Trebor Randall, who will be coming down from Atlanta, and she's going to conduct the workshop for us. So we have someone in law enforcement who's going to lay it all out for the participants and kind of start this conversation, the do's and the don'ts and what we need to do and what mm-hmm. we don't need to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, this event is June the 2nd.
June the 2nd at Carver High School, G.W. Carver High School.
10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
10 a.m. to 12. Won't take long. You know, we know that school is just getting out, and
that's
people are
Saturday.
Going to be scattering and going mm-hmm. on vacation, so we want to catch them before they do that. So it's a Saturday morning. We'll have some light beverages, and, you know, we really just want the folks to come out and, again, let's just have some open, honest conversation and dialogue about law enforcement and how law enforcement is interacting with our children. The stereotypes that they've placed on our young boys and our young men, it's time for us to start tearing those down. It's time to start addressing those. It's time for everyone to kind of realize I'm a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a human being first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you think of me is what you think of me. Those are your thoughts. But I'm a human being, and I need you to see me for who I am. I'm not a threat just because I'm driving in a nice car. I didn't steal it. I'm not, you know, necessarily doing anything illegal to have it.
Right.
You know, you know, we've
and
had...
With the rising incidents of arbitrary people just calling the police on black people.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is certainly an important time in which we need the community and law enforcement to really understand and really engage in particular relations with African Americans.
Exactly. And I do want to say this. Even though the organization is Mothers of Black Boys, mm-hmm. we encourage our Caucasian moms and boys to come, mm-hmm. our Hispanic moms and boys to come, because we all need to be in the room.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't need to just be us mm-hmm. in the room, because we need to have them there so we can have that dialogue and we can help begin to change that narrative. It's all about changing the narrative.
Absolutely.
So that's
Absolutely.
What Mob United is set to do.
All right. So we got Mob United, Moms of Black Boys United, and Noble presents Law Enforcement and Our Sons. It's a community conversation that you don't want to miss. You need to be there. It's June the 2nd. That's a Saturday. Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at G.W. Carver High School Auditorium, which is 3100 8th Street. Columbus, Georgia, 31906. If you want to register or you want to get more information, go to the website at mobunited.org. That's mobunited.org. Randallette, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for coming through to invite
the community to this very worthy event, and I'm hoping that it's going to be a great success, and I'm hoping that a lot of people will come and engage in the conversation.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, we appreciate Randallette Williams for coming in today with that information. That is Mob United, Mothers of Black Boys United Together to help save our black population. And speaking of a caring mother, we're going to transition here a little bit into a different conversation, something very exciting for the Chattahoochee area. I have with me today here in the studio Miss Michelle Kanan.
Yes.
And Michelle is the mother of Davern Lindo.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we got Michelle and Davern here with us. And what's extremely exciting is that Davern, who recently graduated from Central High School in Phoenix City, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Central High. We got some listeners over there in the Phoenix City area. You know, your folks listening to the radio like, girl, you better speak right now.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Let us know you're on the air. Represent Central. You graduated number two in your class.
I did.
And what's that? You know, it wasn't until law school that I graduated cum laude. But before then, everything else was just, thank you, Lord. I was just glad to get out of there.
Exactly.
So you had a designation in high school, though. What is that? The number two, being number two, what's
the
that?
The salutatorian?
Yeah, see, I can't say the word, so I had to get you to say it because it just don't roll off my tongue.
You know,
right,
it's just not roll off mine, too.
You know, I would have worn it had I been number two in my high school class,
right,
but
exactly.
And you're wearing it well, too. So,
Thank you. Congratulations.
That is a big accomplishment to finish number two in your high school class.
Thank you. How
did that feel?
It was just a moment of ecstasy because I knew how hard I had worked to obtain it.
Mm-hmm.
So once I did get the distinguishment, it was just thank you, God.
Wow. So, you know, your friends in school, I mean, your friends had to know you were like a smart girl. I mean, it couldn't have been a secret. They're not surprised. So, right?
Right. You know, most of them were aware of my intellectual abilities.
Okay. All right. And so, you know, I'm sure, you know, when I was in school, we treated the smart kids very cool. I mean, I tried to hang with them and look
right,
at, you know,
exactly.
Took a couple AP classes. Probably shouldn't have done that. But, but you know, I'm sure you were the person I would have gone to be like, hey, can you help me with this right here? Did you help out a lot of your classmates?
I did try to put forth the effort to help as many people as I could.
See, that's what I'm talking about. The giving spirit, the caring spirit, the sharing spirit. But the big news is that you have been accepted to a major university here in the United States. And I'm going to let you say it. What school will you be attending in the fall?
I got a full scholarship to Yale University.
Yale University, you got a full scholarship. I'm not going to hate on you, you know. I like HBCUs myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Can you at least pledge a black Greek letter organization? Come back home either AKA or Delta or Zeta or Sigma Gamma Rho, you know.
I'm thinking about
it. Can you do that for
I'm thinking
for
about
culture?
It, yeah.
You know, Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever, yes.
For the culture, right?
Yes, sir.
But you're going to have a great time at Yale, and I have enjoyed speaking with you here in the studio, and I wish that the listeners could see you. I mean, to be just graduating from high school, you are the epitome of what we want our young women to be.
Thank you.
Professionally dressed. You speak well. Clearly, you're smart as all get out. You're headed to Yale. Mom, you're going to be without a daughter for a little while. Where is Yale? What city is Yale in again?
It's in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
New Haven,
ooh,
Connecticut.
Ooh, that's a long way.
It is a long way. It's about 17, 18 hours from here.
Are you going to drive up there?
Me? No. My mom, maybe.
Your mom, maybe? Okay.
Maybe. I am.
Okay. All right.
I mean, we could fly. That's what I'm saying. Maybe drive or fly.
Now, are you the only child?
No, sir. No, sir.
So you have younger siblings?
I do. I have one younger sibling.
Okay. And a boy or girl?
Boy. I mean, girl.
How old is she?
She's 10.
She's going to be a little upset with you that you almost called her a boy.
It's okay.
Well, mom will be busy. So you will have the opportunity to really enjoy college life. What are you excited the most about with this potential or inevitable, I should say, venture to Yale?
I think I'm most excited about getting an education at such an elite university, mm-hmm. and just getting to interact with the different people. Because, you know, so many varieties of people who travel far and near to come to that place. So mm-hmm. just getting to interact and learn from them.
Okay. All right, that was this show I used to watch on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a group of black students matriculating at an Ivy League institution.
Right.
And I found that very interesting. You know, I'm not going to tell you to watch it because I don't want your experience to be spoiled. I want you to go in with, that's why I didn't even give the name. I want you to go in with open eyes and think about the region, remember the region that you're representing.
Always.
And, you know, and the fact that we have a lady who just won the Democratic nomination for governor of the state of Georgia, who is a Yale graduate too. Stacey Abrams went to Yale Law School. So she went to Spelman undergrad. See, she got a little HBCU in her. So she went to Spelman undergrad, and then she went to Yale Law School. So, you know, now you're going to be following the footsteps of some very influential and powerful people.
Yes, sir. That's the goal.
Don't let it frighten you. Embrace it.
Embracing it.
Embrace
right now.
Embrace it and ride the wave, because everyone doesn't get that opportunity.
Exactly.
Okay. So anything you want to say to the people of Columbus or to your friends, or shout out to your classmates, you know, the mic is yours for the next couple minutes.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't prepare for this. shout out to my teachers and friends who helped me along the way. Without them, I wouldn't have made it here. So thank you guys. Love y'all. Specifically, my mom, Michelle Kanyon, thank you so much for being there. You know, it's been a long journey, tough ride. But thank you for sticking it out with me.
And
to my friends.
She's holding her mom hand while she said this. That is so beautiful. I love it.
To my friends, Kaylee Daniels and Edwin Francisco, thank you guys. Love y'all. Much love. Good luck in all your endeavors. You guys are going to make it. Thank you.
Now, are you the first in your family to go to college?
Oh, no, sir. I'm the second, third.
Second.
Okay. And are you from this region?
Not originally, no, sir. I was born and raised in Jamaica until 7 years old.
I knew I detected acid.
It's here a little bit.
All right. All right. I'm trying to get down to Montego Bay right now. I cannot get my summer vacation in for nothing. But I'm headed down to the Rose Hall soon. It's one of my favorite spots, especially when Ritz-Carlton had it. But I think they done sold it off, so it ain't what it used to be. But awesome. We are so proud of you.
Thank you.
On behalf of all my listeners, we are extremely happy for you, and we wish you the very best. And while you're there at Yale and you're a little homesick, and you know the weather's not quite like West Central Georgia, you know, it's a little bit cooler and gonna get a little colder,
sir,
and gonna be
sure
a little snow.
Sure.
And when you begin to feel a little depressed or down, we just want you to remember that there are over 200,000 people here in this area that are rooting for you. We know you're going to be successful. We're demanding that you be successful, so you can't give up. You can't
I'm not going to give up.
You cannot let 200,000 people down, okay?
I'm not.
All right, Deverne. I'm telling you now, we will drive, all of us will drive to Connecticut. We will get in a caravan
and come to
Connecticut and just shit Columbus down.
Shut it down.
We'll let the mayor lead. They can drive. We all, Eddie Lowe, they can share a car. We all coming up there.
Yeah, I need the support. Thank you for that.
I'm gonna
do it for you guys. I'm gonna try my hardest.
Okay. All right. And don't forget, you promised me you're gonna pledge a Black Greek letter organization.
Yes.
That's the trade off of you going to Yale.
Yes, sir.
Because I will be here telling you to transfer like to Tuskegee or Auburn State or somewhere, or Howard or something. You know, but we're gonna do that. But congratulations, seriously.
Thank you so much.
That's a great accomplishment, and we're so proud of you. And thank you for coming on to have this conversation with me.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, this has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We're gonna take a quick break and come right back and speak with my good friends Gerald and Katasha Riley. We got a lot to talk about with them. So let's all wish Deverne the best on her adventures. Those of us that are praying warriors like my grandmother, let's put her in our prayers, ask that God cover her and be with her throughout her journey, and that she perform just spectacularly there at Yale like she did here at Central, and just blow it all off the roof. Just blow the top off down there. Okay, don't reserve nothing.
Nothing at all.
We're proud of you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese.
Which of these items would you want to consume on a daily basis? Antifreeze, floor wax, or house paint?
You're kidding, right?
They're toxic. It's something that humans should not be eating or drinking.
The truth is, 62% of medications purchased online are fake, and many contain these harmful ingredients.
So these are just frauds.
Pretty dirty trick to play on somebody. You're taking their money and giving them this.
I want to take medication to stay healthy, not make me a lot sicker.
And what do you think about this item?
That is a big bowl of nothing.
Many rogue sites sell prescriptions with little to no medication at all. The good news is you can find legitimate online pharmacies by looking for .pharmacy in a website's address.
So if I see .pharmacy,
it's legit.
Visit safe.pharmacy to learn how you and your loved ones can be certain the medications you buy online are safe. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
You can win. As long as you keep your head to the sky, be optimistic.
When in the midst of so.
to Sunday Conversation to all my friends over in Phoenix City. You guys should be proud of Miss DeVern Lido. Lindo, I mean, this young lady is amazing. She's awesome. Congratulations again to her mother, Michelle. Alabama was representing in the studio today. You got one of your own headed to Yale University on a full academic scholarship. Not athletic, I said academic scholarship. This young lady has never made a B a day in her life. She's made all A's all the way through school. And so we just know she's going to shine and she's going to do well. And we wish her the very best. Now, transitioning here on to my third guest today, I have in the room with me today here in the studio two of my favorite people, two of my favorite Tri-City couples, the Marriage Keepers. If we give them the title that Soul like to give out to married couples. And I tell you, I've just learned so much from watching them and being around them. And I'm honored to have both of them here. They're hard to catch because both of them busy. But I got Katasha and Jerry Riley. The Riley's in the building. How y'all doing today?
I'm great. How about yourself, Mr. Taylor?
I'm doing good.
I am doing just fine, Ms. Tasha. You look astonishing as usual. You know, just always on point, making your husband proud. I know you glad about that, H. Jerry.
That's my real.
That's your real. I love it.
Baby, I love it.
All right. Well, you know, when I saw you guys at an event that I attended a couple weeks ago, I think it was Barbers versus Bishops, and it was a kickball game. I said, we got to talk about this on the air because, you know, it was just such an amazing event, and the environment was so warming and welcoming, and we had the radio out there. K92.7 was on the scene. Michael Soul was out there spinning some records. We had people from all over. You had the church community from those different bishop churches or pastor churches, and you had the barber community out there. And everything just blended so well. Like, yes. You know, where did that idea come from? Or what was the motivation behind that?
God just put it in my heart because you have the Afro-American Barbershop, which is one of the pillars in the black community.
Absolutely.
And you also have the Afro-American Church, which is also a pillar in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to do was I wanted to build a bridge between the two communities and just have a positive outcome for our community.
Well, without a doubt, you accomplished that. You accomplished that. And I think you accomplished so much more because, you know, first of all, if you think about it logically, I don't think there's anybody in the church that don't go get a haircut.
Yes, sir.
Even the pastor like to have a nice tape line, you know.
Right.
And when the pastor come into the barbershop, the conversation still remain real, you know.
Yes,
it's real conversations that happen at the barbershop.
Yes, sir.
And the pastor engage and everything happens there. But people in the community can benefit from seeing this relationship of two time-tested institutions.
Yes, sir.
That are still going, still maneuvering, still making it happen, and you had the vision to pull that out. And when we were over there at Shirley B. Winston, I mean, the parking lot was almost full. I mean, people were everywhere, parked on the grass and everywhere, and just having a good time.
Yes, sir.
We had no issues.
No issues.
And you know, can you speak about that environment though out there? How did that make you feel? And Tosh, you out there too. How did you were serving chili dogs? I mean, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel good, you know, as a person that was born and raised in Columbus, to see so many of the faces that I grew up with just, you know, supporting us with trying to just bring the community together. We didn't have no issues. Everybody was laughing, having fun. You know, I went around giving all the kids jelly beans. And so, you know, it was a happy occasion, you know, during that time. And I really enjoyed myself. And those chili dogs was the bomb.
Oh, they were on point now. I had one myself. And I found myself licking the chili and cheese off my fingers. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm out in public. Let me slow it down.
Yes, sir.
But you know, Tasha, you and I've had conversations before about your genuineness for the community and just the work that you guys are doing through Overflow Outreach. And I have personally witnessed you take folks, children, folks, teenagers under your wings and teach them either a craft or your profession or just give them exposure to an entrepreneur in an environment where you got to keep a business afloat, where the bills got to be paid, where the insurance got to be paid, where employees, you know, they got, whether they're on commission or whatever, that got to be taken care of. And you do it with such ease. You know, yeah. it's like you could be on the front cover of a black CEO magazine or something. You know, those skills, like those skills are just on point. How does it make you feel when you're able to work with someone else's child and introduce them to greatness and success as a black entrepreneur?
Well, Teddy, I don't really think about it. You know, I just when I'm doing it, I don't think about it. Mm-hmm. First, you know, I thank God that my kids, you know, and I don't want to say allow as a parent because, you know, I'm the parent. Mm-hmm. But it's a space that your kids have to allow you to actually mentor, mother, or be an inspiration to somebody else's children. Mm-hmm. And growing up, I told you before, I had, you know, Miss Lightfoot. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Columbus, lived in Belvedere Park. We had recreation there, and she was like the mother of our community. And so just seeing that and how it affected, you know, my life, you know, I wanted to give back. Not only that, you know, you got kids that have so many different issues, and you can't ignore those issues being in the community. Let me take that back. You can.
You can.
But those kids are being raised in your community.
To our detriment, we
yes.
can ignore it.
And so if you see a kid right. and they're having trouble, at least take the time out to speak a positive word. And so we just choose to sometimes just snatch them up so that we can redirect those kids. And so, you know, it's just it's an awesome feeling to know that God has blessed you with that being a part of your ministry.
Right.
And
right.
so that's a part of what I do.
Well, you know, and it's funny you bring that up because earlier this week we had citywide elections. And part of what a lot of candidates talked about was how do we curb some of the crime in the community? How do we reinstitute and reinstate a sense of community within our neighborhoods? And many people talked about the community recreational centers, which have slowly been cut out of our city budgets. And they have slowly closed
yes.
every recreational center in every community, almost every community here in Columbus. We've opened one or two back up recently with the help of some crime prevention funds. But however, here you are a testament.
Yes.
Of the impact.
Yes.
And the importance of recreational centers right there at Belvedere Park. What was her name again?
Miss Lightfoot.
Miss Lightfoot. You even remember her name. So that
yes.
shows you how much that employee at that center impacted you. And I can only imagine there was somebody with the decision to make as to whether or not we were going to close these facilities saying to themselves, well, we don't really know what kind of input or what kind of impact they're having. And here you are. Not only a product of that, but that product is giving back. That's what we call the reciprocal effect. And that's
yes.
what we need in our community. We got to create an environment where we break the cycle of crime and violence and we get back to nurturing and catering to our young people and saving them before we lose them to the street.
Yes.
And that's a lot of what you guys are doing at Overflow Outreach Ministries. Riley, you know, one thing I appreciate about you, brother, is that you have a lot of people that you interact with, a lot of folks that refer to you as a friend, a lot of folks that come to the, you know, to your barbershop location, just hang out with you and just talk with you and things of that nature. And you seem to manage all that and still remain so humble and so down to earth. You know, where did you get that foundation?
I think it just came from my mom and dad just having a balance, you know, going to church, Sunday school, getting along with your brothers and sisters, making friends wherever you go. Mm-hmm. I have a military background, so I was deployed a lot of different places. And so when you deployed a lot of places, you don't have your brothers, your sister, your mother and father there. And so what you do, you create a family.
Wow.
Everywhere I go, I created a family. You know, I wasn't raised with a granddad. There was a man, Mr. Nate, sell watermelons. He was like 88 years old. I said, hey, you my granddaddy now. And so
yeah.
Mr. Nate and I used to go fishing. And
wow.
so, you know, I said earlier, you know, I like to build bridges.
Mm.
You know, I like to build relationships with people all over, no matter what race, religion, or whatever, because it's great for the community. Relationships build a community.
Right, right.
And so.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more on that. And you just said something. When you talked about that gentleman there that you embraced as your granddad, it reminds me, I grew up without a granddad too, but I had a great uncle. Mm-hmm. And the community used to call him Uncle Willie. Mm-hmm. And all of us, all of the grandkids and everybody just called him Daddy. I mean, that was his name to the community, to us as family, was Daddy.
Yes.
Because he was the oldest gentleman in the family. And Riley, he used to get out there and teach me how to hold that plow out there in that field and till that saw while we were planting our corn and our peas and our butter beans and our tomatoes and our watermelons and our cucumbers. And, you know, and when we had to clear a big bush area, you know, we would tie that goat to that tree and about a week, all that whole area would be clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a pipe burst, we didn't call no plumber. We had to climb up under that house, assess the situation, go to the Ace Hardware store, and get the part and fix it.
Yes, sir.
You know, that bicycle tie went flat. You got your 5-gallon bucket, put some water in it, took that inner tube out, and you shuffling in that water, see where the bubbles come up. And when the bubbles come up, you know you found that leak. You know, we don't teach basic skills to our kids anymore. And see, here I am on a daily basis. You may see me in a bow tie and a suit, and you probably think, oh, he was raised in a privileged family.
Exactly.
You know, just like many of us, I was raised with a single mother, by a single mother, but I had a community, the same community you're talking about right now, that helped curve me to who I am. I hate when people misjudge me and think that, you know, I come from some form of privilege or nothing. No, I just run around outside barefoot.
Yes,
but that was life.
Yes.
That was life, and that's what life was. Now, you guys recently were, you were featured on a city video.
Yes, sir.
About we Do Amazing. Talk about that a little bit.
Every time I think about it and I just play that video over in my head, I just get emotional because you see yourself, you know, doing what you do when you don't see yourself doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And our kids, our kids, the kids that we impact in the community, it's like, I know that you might can have an organization and you're impacting, you know, hundreds of kids, but we are so intimate with our kids to be able to teach them life skills. And so they look at us like mom. And pops, you know, they call me, most of the time they call Riley pops, and they call me Miss Tasha because I'm the one who make all the rules and stuff.
Okay.
But that's cool. But that video came about through Columbus Does Amazing, and they chose us as one of the people, one of the organizations in Columbus to actually video. And they followed us for maybe about, 3 days or so?
3 days, yeah.
3 days or so.
Wow. Work.
And so they came to the Homeless Network, which we cut there every first Monday of the month. And they came into the salon, and they talked to us. They talked to the staff. They talked to the kids and just found out, you know, what makes overflow tick.
Mm-hmm.
And that part of that process was definitely, you know, amazing.
Mm.
Our kids enjoyed it. I think they really, once they saw the video, they really understood how, you know, amazing and how they have been chosen. And I just say not chosen by us, they was chosen by God.
Wow.
A lot of those kids that we have in there live in that community. So they live in Boxwood. Their schools are Carver, Hardaway, and Kendrick, and they get dropped off, and they're there with us basically until we close at 7. They're able to do their homework, they're able to do all those type of things, and so that just reflect back on them seeing themselves on what they do every day to know that, you know, they also are a part of Overflow Amazing.
You know, and I know what makes it tick. It's the fact that Tasha is the brain and Riley is the heart. That's what makes that's what, and the strength behind
that's true. That's what I'm saying. I think that's true, Ted.
That's what makes this. And then when you talked about, you know, you don't see yourself doing it. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes I tell, you know, young people that I'm mentoring and even friends that find themselves sometimes in a very difficult or a position to where they're uncomfortable with what they've accomplished or where they're going. And I tell them, step outside of your own shoes. Too often we walk every day in our own shoes and we don't even see the impact we've made. We don't even see the progress we've made. And it's something to be proud of, because when you look at your progression, it makes you want to go further.
Yes.
If you don't step out of your shoes, you're not going to have an assessment of where you are. It's almost like staring yourself in the mirror in the morning and looking yourself in the eyes and having a conversation with yourself and making sure that, you know, you appreciate who you are, because you are who God made you to be.
Yes.
And we all have tracks in life we can take. And it depends on what actions we take as individuals to help us get there. So, you know, the words that you're speaking, they're just so amazing. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try not to be, I don't want to be offensive by it. But, you know, when they call you to mom and pop, I mean, you're not old. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at you, fairly young people, you know. But to them, they see you as a figure of authority. Mm-hmm. And when they say mom and pops, I think they're saying that's people we respect. And that's mm-hmm. something we have lost yes. in our community. That's respect for our elderly, respect mm-hmm. for people in authority, mm-hmm. respect for adults. I mean, I just happened to be at a McDonald's the other day with Catherine, my little girl. You know, she's 21 months old. And Chastity had a meeting, so we went to go get us a Happy Meal. And so we're sitting there eating, and there are two grown gentlemen sitting there behind us, and they're just throwing words, MF this and other words of profanity. And I'm like, dude, do you not see my 21 month old daughter sitting here in a high chair? She's not even hidden. Yes. She's out here in the aisle. You know, if you're not going to have respect for yourself, at least have respect for my child. And this is what our children are learning from. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need more Tashas. We need more Rileys out there. I've been a fan of you guys for a long time. And that's not going to change anytime soon because of the impact that you have.
Thank you very much.
You guys are amazing. So as we get ready to close out, is there anything in closing you want to share with the community, or just some words of encouragement? I know there are some people that are listening out there right now that are just excited that you two are here on the air, because you impact and touch so many different people, you know, and I know you want to say thank you to the folks that supported you.
Yes.
You know, just give us a couple words if you
want. Well, I really want to say something my wife always say all the time. And what she says is, before you conquer the world, you have to conquer and change your community.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the thing. That's where we're at. We really want to conquer and change our community. And we thank everyone out there that supported Overflow Outreach, Overflow Salon and Barbershop, Riley and Tasha, and just the whole Overflow team, because we didn't do this by ourselves. We have an amazing team behind us. And the team is really a family.
Yes, they are. We got some upcoming things. September the 16th through the 24th, we will be traveling to South Africa, to Uganda, on a cutting mission. We'll be cutting in the villages, and we will also run a training camp to teach the people, the older people, to actually cut the children hair in the villages so that they can, you know, continue on with that, mm-hmm. that mission. And so we definitely need our community support. Columbus is our family, and so we definitely want them to be able to join in. And if I can say, they can go to overflowoutreach.org and go on our web page and hit that donation button and just give what you can. Every penny counts for us. And so that this will also help to support, you know, what we're doing, and it also help to support our other missions, the things that we're doing in the community with our kids in our community.
And what's that website again?
It's overflowoutreach.org.
So that's overflowoutreach.org. If you want to support what Overflow is doing right now, we need your support. They headed over to Uganda to provide haircuts there for some needy individuals, and also to teach some of the elderly, the older population in the community, how to do their skill and their craft, so that we can, you know, first start with grooming. You know,
yes.
Somebody once said, if you don't look good, you're not gonna feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So everything starts from the way you look. Even if you go into a job interview, you know, somebody can be defeated the moment they walk into the room.
Yes. Yes.
On a simple job interview. So what you guys, the profession that you're in is so important in helping someone craft their image and helping shape their internal character.
Yes.
And their self-esteem. So again, I want to thank Riley and Tasha from Gerald Riley. I call you Riley last name, but Gerald and Tasha Riley from Overflow Outreach. And again, thank you for all that you do for the community. And before we close out, I also want to remind you again that the Mob United, Moms of Black Boys United, they're having an event June the 2nd, 2018 at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at G.W. Carver High School Auditorium. And it's going to be an interactive presentation to develop strengthening and revitalize community and law enforcement relations. And as we close out again, my friends at Overflow, go and support them. That's overflowoutreach.com.
.org.
Overflowoutreach.org. You can go there and take a look at the company, at the organization, at what they're doing, the services they're providing. And you too, if you can't get out there and if you can't lift a finger to help someone from a community perspective, you can support an organization financially who's doing so. And that way you will be contributing. This has been Teddy Reese with Sunday Conversation. I hope you've enjoyed the conversation, and I'll see you next Sunday. The views and expressions of Sunday Conversations are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporated, advertisers, nor their staff. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.